You know, if a person has their doctrine wrong, their behavior and their ideas and their ideology is going to be wrong. Totally wrong. Like people who believe in a post-trib rapture, their mind is not thinking right. If you believe in a post-trib rapture, all you have to do is unfold the fractal and the holographic truth about how that person thinks. And it's obvious. If a person, let me give you an example. I could go way deep in the detail. But a doctrine determines behavior. Doctrine, your belief system, reveals everything. So a person who believes in a post-trib or mid-trib for the church age, they're going to be abusive in their conversation. They're going to justify abuse, and they're going to also be tied to the world. Let me tell you why. Give you a, go ahead and pause this, see if you can figure out why. God has not appointed us to wrath, right? God has not appointed His church to wrath. So a person who believes in a post-trib is going to have wrath come out of their mouth. They're going to be very wrathful. Then they're going to justify it. The Bible says we're not of this world. We'll be caught up in the twinkling of an eye. So we set our affections above, not below. So a person who believes in post-trib rapture, they're setting their affections below, so they're wanting to fight. They're want those who take up the sword die by the sword. So they're wanting to fight. They're wrathful. They're destroying the types and shadows of the church. Christ and His body. I mean, you know, I could unfold it many ways, but those are just two simple examples I want to give you. So anybody who's a post-trib, their doctrine's wrong, their behavior's wrong, their ideology's wrong, and the verbiage out of their mouth is wrong, the wording out of their mouth is wrong. Everything about them's wrong. Sorry, but that's just the way it is. I mean, to approach it, to approach the pre-trib rapture takes a while. I mean, I spent 5 years of my life reading every day for 5 years studying it. Well, what was that guy in California? I read his book, and that's pretty much what did it. Charles, all the good, it wasn't just one, but I've spent time studying the scripture and rightly dividing it and looking at types. Enoch was called up, you know. Noah went through the flood. So it's obvious. It's obvious the pre-trib rapture is the only way. If a person believes in a post-trib, then they're legalists. They're going to say faith plus works instead of faith alone. Anybody who's a post-trib is not a faith alone. They might say it, but eventually after about 6 or 7 months, a year, they'll start to reveal their faith plus works. I never can remember that preacher's name in California. He's from Canada. He became a citizen, moved to California. Can't remember his name, but he wrote a good book about it. It is what it is. This is how the archetypes will reveal how people think. So you're approaching the mind of Christ. And one of the things that you have to settle is Christ and His body in the church age and the age of grace. And then you take line upon line, precept upon precept, here a little, there a little. A man wouldn't put his wife through tribulation. He would sacrifice for her. And so Jesus went to the cross. And yes, we follow after Christ, and we're going to suffer persecution down here. But we're talking about the wrath of God. Why would God attack His own body? Don't make sense. It don't add up. The Spirit and the bride said, come, drink of the water of life freely. It don't add up. And if it don't add up, it means it's a lie. It's a contradiction. It is what it is, people. My suggestion is rightly divide the word of truth before you start to do anything else. If you can get that rightly divided, then you can function in health and wholeness. It's a process, especially if you're raised around a bunch of insanity. It's a lifelong process, really. It's really easy if if it's Christ and his body, the church, the wrath of God is not going to be on his own body. Do you hear what I'm saying? It's so easy, but an abuser or somebody who wants to fight, they're not going to see it. It's so easy. It's so easy a child could get it, but they don't want to hear it because they want to justify what they're doing and saying and believing. When the truth, you got to change to the truth, not the truth change to you. And the sad part is, the more they run from it, the worse they get. For real.